Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Oh, my mute button was on. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody.
We have to both talk loud. So, Maggie, I figure I've known you 40 years.
Yes, we met in 1986.
Is that about 40 years?
About 38 years ago.
Wow.
On the steps, on the steps of the Actors Studio.
On the steps of the Actors Studio in New York.
Yeah, well, the building next. I saw you walking up the street. You were wearing, like, this leopard coat and these pink leg warmers, and you had these long red nails. It was hysterical. And you had just done, like, 2 weeks ago, you had done Joan of Arc for Lee Grant.
Uh-huh. You were there then.
Yes, she was there then. I was in the audience. I was just an observer. I wasn't a member yet. And I was sitting next to this guy named Peter Narr. You remember Peter?
No.
And no. I said to him, that actress is so talented. And he said, oh, yeah, that's Sally Kirkland. Don't you know her? And I said, no, but I am going to know her one day because she's so fabulous. I have to learn something from her. And then
that's
kind of, like, secretly followed you around the Actors Studio. And I saw you one day. You were on, like, the payphone, which isn't there anymore. And I started saying hi to you, and you were like, go away, go away.
You're interrupting, like, my telephone conversation.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I can't hear you very well. Is your volume turned up?
I'm talking really loud.
Oh, how funny. It's weird. Okay. So anyway, and then you said to me, I said to you, I'm doing a scene here today as an observer at the Actors Studio. They asked me to do a scene to replace Mary Stuart Masterson.
Right.
And you were in the audience, and I believe that either Ellen Burstyn or Chris Walken, I think, was the moderator that day, and then that's how we met.
Wow, and we've been best friends ever since.
We became best friends, and then you said to me, I have an acting class on Great Jones Street.
Yeah.
And you said, why don't you come? And then I went there to your acting class, and that's when I met, like, Kayla and all these other students of yours.
Sandy Bullock.
And Sandra Bullock was in the class. Well, I don't know if she was in at that time, but she may have come in eventually, and Dana Daffer. Remember Dana?
No.
And all these other people, Keith, remember Keith?
No.
And we did this class down there, and we had like a performance for all the parents. All the parents.
Uh-huh. A showcase.
And it was a showcase, yeah. And that's how it all started. And that's when, around the time when I had done Working Girl, the movie Working Girl.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time ago.
What? Melanie Griffith. In
there? Well, the important thing about, yes, and the important thing about that is that in your class was this woman named Dana Daffer who invited me to her party one night. It was the Oscar party, and Anna was nominated for the party, at the party, at that year Anna was nominated, 1987.
Uh-huh.
And I was shooting Working Girl at the same time. So I got to the party, and in walks Daniel Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
Who I didn't know. And I said,
but
you know, I'm
a girlfriend.
He came in with Patty Jorgensen.
Uh-huh.
You know Patty?
No. Well, yeah.
Well, she's on, like, Law and Order, and he was a great actress. And they were together, And I said to him, you know, I'm working on this movie with your brother Alex. And he said, oh, okay, well, I'll come over to the set and visit you, let you guys. So that's how that all started.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the next, yeah.
Anna was happening, right?
And Anna, and that party was for the Oscars. And you were nominated, and you were in L.A., actually, at that moment, because you were nominated, obviously. So we all watched you because we were all your students.
Right.
Dana, me, Elizabeth, this girl Elizabeth, all these people were your students in the class. And in walks, what's so ironic is that Daniel Baldwin walked in. I don't know how he connected to your student, but anyway, he was there. And then he and I became, you know, very close.
Uh-huh.
And he eventually directed a movie that I starred in. So it really all came from that acting class that you taught at Great Jones Street. Thank you.
those are the days.
Those are the best days. I mean, it's just not like that anymore.
No.
But then you continued
no
your wonderful
have that
acting
apartment.
Class. You still teach, obviously. And you have wonderful students, and you had a class for a while at Havenhurst.
Uh-huh. That's where I am now.
Right, and you still teach students.
What's that?
You still have students, right?
Yeah.
So it's all still going on somewhere in the universe.
Yeah.
Now, we just had a wonderful experience with your movie, Sallywood.
Yeah, which you're in. Sallywood doesn't have distribution yet, but it's been winning awards at all the film festivals. We won Houston, Texas, and Santa Barbara yesterday, and New York. Yesterday, we won Boston. Film festival. It's making its way around the country. And in it, along with Maggie, there's Keith Carradine and Eric Roberts and Rhea Conchita Alonso and, my co-star is a guy named Tyler Spielman, a young man, and, Kay Lenz and, Jennifer Tilly. Wonderful cast of actors. And it sounds like a documentary, but it's not.
No.
It's fictional. And, anyway, it's doing great. And, my hope is that one of these days that a distributor will come along and the whole world will see it.
Or do it. Yeah, we self-distributed our film.
Oh, yeah.
The movie that I was in, you know, the kind of pseudo-documentary with my family.
How does that work, self-distributing?
Well, this was also back in 2005, so I don't know if things have changed a bit. There was no Netflix, there was no streaming services. You know, it was back before all of that. So what my brother did was literally go back to, well, we went to the Sundance channel and just said, you know, they wanted to play it on their channel. And so they played it on TV, on the Sundance channel. And then we just basically went to, like, the Lemley. Not, wasn't Lemley, but it was that other, you know, like art house movie theater. I can't think of the name. Like Lemley. And we just said, will you play this movie? So we walked into the movie theater my brother walked into the movie theater, the Angelica movie theater down here in Manhattan, and they said, they would play it.
Wow.
So we just like went into the theaters and said, please play, like, it's like going up to the Lemley on, I don't know if it's still there on Sunset.
Yeah.
And just making a big deal. Yeah, and just having them play it for like a week.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I would come out there. We'd have, like, a party around that, you know, around the opening of it at the Lemley.
Right.
And then, I mean, you may have to four-wall it. I'm not sure. And then what happens is that there's a lot of energy on it, and then suddenly it gets picked up by the Lemley all across the country.
Great story. Yeah. Wonderful film.
And so is yours. So, I don't know. There's ways of doing it, but I don't know all the technical. I mean, we had a lot. We had to raise, like, a lot of money, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, we had to get it
filed. And why was that?
Well, in those days, don't forget, it was all, you know, DVDs and video. You know, we had to raise money for the P&A, the prints and the advertising, because we didn't have a distributor. So we had to raise the money and do it all ourselves and put the ads in the New York Times. We put an ad in the New York Times. We even got the New York Times to do a story on the movie. So, you like, for instance, in your case, you would go to the L.A. Times and have them do the story and, you know, put you in a big story in the L.A. Times about the movie. And then it just starts to raise more and more, you know, interest. But I don't know all the technicalities of how it happened. But anyway, it was a different time. It was 20 years ago, you know, 18 years ago. So everything's changed, you know, with all these streamers, you know, the streaming services. So I don't know if it's the same deal out there anymore. I don't really know anything about this. I'm just kind of like remembering some stuff. And I had nothing to do with that part of it. So I don't know what happened. I wasn't like let in on all the technical, you know, stuff. So, but I, you know, there's other ways of doing it, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you have to just get a distributor. I don't know.
And you won awards.
We won many awards. We got nominated. We won the Dances with Films, you know, that year. That was like the first year of Dances with Films. And then we got into Sundance. And then we won, you know, this thing called Cine Vegas, which was Dennis Hopper's film festival. And he had it in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel, so we won Best Picture. Now, you might say, well, so what? It's Las Vegas and nobody cares. But that festival was the precursor to Sundance because the people running that festival ended up running Sundance.
Uh-huh.
So now the festival doesn't exist anymore because Dennis died and there's no more Cine Vegas. But you know, there's some key festivals out there that are sort of like the pre-Sundance kind of festivals. And that's where we got noticed. And my brother won, and we won, and we got Best Picture. It was really fun. I mean, you know, it was a little festival in Las Vegas. But anyway, I'm not going to blah, blah, blah about
that. No, it's fascinating.
Yeah, so
you were at the right place at the right time.
It was just a moment in time. Everything was like everything was set up, like all the stars aligned. It just never would happen again, I don't think. But it was just the right place at the right time at the right festival. We had something that no one had ever seen before, like literally a movie that no one had ever done anything like that. Had played themselves.
You were doing it about yourself.
Well, a movie where people were in it that are playing themselves, not in a real situation, you know. Like in a narrative, not like in a documentary, like your film, sort of like you were playing yourself, like loosely based on Sally Kirkland, but it wasn't exactly a documentary because it was made up, some of it, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
but it was real. Like you really had an art opening. You really met Zach. Like all these things really happened, but they weren't happening in real time. So, I mean, you were recreating it. So it's kind of like a documentary in a way. So our film was like a pseudo-documentary, but not really, because we made up a story. So we were in a van going across country and trying to find my brother who was lost, but really he was just in the car with us, obviously, you know, filming the movie. But we kept saying we had to find him and this and that. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so nobody had ever seen, especially this, you know, it was poignant because my dad passed away after, you know, a few years later. He had cancer. He was very disabled. So that kind of got us a lot of attention. And it was what a journey, you know, getting into Sundance, and you know my life completely changed after that. Well, you know, to a certain extent, I definitely, you know, became more known in the world for a few minutes. You know, like Andy Warhol said, right? 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Andy said everybody's a star for 15 minutes.
I was a star for 15 minutes, and it felt really good because, you know, I had basically been an unknown, basically, or still am in a way. So that was fun. So, yeah, so my advice to people out there is if you have a project that you think is really unique, you know, just do it. Just go out there and do it. You know, we didn't take any money, and, you know, we put our own money into it.
Wow.
And then, of course, we did get some money back, but, you know.
You know what the budget was?
Yes, the budget for the movie's called The Talent Given Us, and I believe you can see it on YouTube now. You can rent it on YouTube for $2.99. So please rent it if you haven't seen it. It cost, I think, to do the movie, we had to buy a car, so that cost money. We had to buy a van. So we had to turn it. It cost about $30,000 to $40,000.
Uh huh.
That's without paying anybody in the movie. No one got paid.
Uh-huh.
And it was just my family. That wasn't even like, and it wasn't under, and it was under a contract that doesn't exist anymore, a SAG contract, called the SAG Experimental Contract. I think it's something else now. Maybe new media or something. Where you don't really have to pay people up front. And you can use SAG members, and, you know, I was obviously, my sister was on ER, she's a SAG member. So, you know, my parents weren't SAG members, obviously. So, but yeah, it was quite interesting. And we had the wonderful, you know, Billy Wirth, it was in it? I don't know if you remember Billy.
Yeah, good actor. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And we had some other interesting folks in it, and yeah, it had a life. It still has a life out there in YouTube.
And
you can make quite
Tubi,
a bit of money Tubi? On YouTube.
Is it on Tubi?
No, I don't know. I think it's so far, I heard it. It was on Netflix, so then, you know, then it only has like a run for a year on Netflix. And then it went to Amazon Prime, and now it's just on YouTube. You can rent it.
The
Talent Given Us, yeah. And I think they're, you know, YouTube is kind of like the you know, the cool thing now.
Yeah.
Because
that's
you
great.
Can definitely, yeah, you can make money on YouTube.
So what are you up to now, Mag?
Oh, okay. So I just went to Buffalo, New York. I worked on two movies. One's called Cut Man, and one's called The Panic. And The Panic stars Malcolm McDowell and Cary Elwes.
He played my son.
And, what?
Cary played my son in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's a doll. Isn't he a doll? He's so nice. He was so nice. He was so sweet to me. And I mean, I didn't work with him. I just saw him in the dressing room, whatever. And I play a woman in 1908. 1908. So that should be quite interesting. I'm going to say now the wardrobe was very hard to manage.
Yeah.
I had a lot of trouble with that wardrobe because it just, you know, it wasn't built for like women now. It was just like really tiny little dresses. You would have been like, you would have been really upset. And I had a big hat with flowers on it, so that was fun. But whatever, you know, I played kind of a girl, I basically was very, bigoted, as they say, you know, just a very bigoted, rich New Yorker with a lot of prejudice in me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, which is completely opposite, as you know, to the way I really am, so it was definitely a good acting job. And what else? And then I did Cut Man, a movie with, let's see, Chris Knoss. And
right.
You know Chris from Law and Order and all those other things. And that was fun. And I just played like a kind of, a mean woman. Again, another mean woman at a deli, like, you know, like at a delicatessen, just complaining about everything as usual. And that's it. That's what I'm doing. And now just sort of getting another movie prepared in Rhode Island. Hopefully you'll be in it. We'll see if that works out. It's called Small Potatoes.
Yeah. Great title.
A great title, and hopefully you'll, if everything works out, we both will be in it. And just talking to Sally, and let's see what else is happening. It's very, I don't know about you, but this is not interesting news, but it's like there's a heat wave here. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I haven't been outside, but I understand there's a heat wave.
Terrible. So that's another, like, challenge. And then, of course, I saw Sally Wood here at the Her Vision Film Festival last week.
And what was your favorite thing about it?
Okay, so, of course, I love Sally Wood so much because, you know, of you. It was like watching a home movie. But I just love everything. I don't really even know. Like, I think the scenes were funny when you went home to Christmas dinner at Zach's with his parents, with Jennifer Tilly. That was hysterical. You were just so lovable and fun. And I just think the movie is so much fun. I can't wait for everyone to see it. I love the beginning. I love the fact that they added real documentary footage of you.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I'm receiving the Golden Globe.
Getting the Golden Globe, and then there was some other shots of you, and then suddenly you're like on this red carpet, but that was like part of the movie. But it was really fun, you know. I mean, you have it all down. It was so good. It was such a good taste for people to see this. Are they really going to get like a taste of the Hollywood life? And the funniest part is when you're in that horror movie. When you're doing this, like, when you're playing a outer space woman in this horror movie, that was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that makeup funny. Job was so good on you. Yeah, it was so fun. I'm just...
And what
I'm just excited
that?
For... Yeah.
What's that?
I said I'm excited for the whole world to see you in this movie.
Yeah, Sally would watch out for it. It's rare that nowadays it's rare that you have a feel-good movie. It's a real feel-good movie.
Thank you for bringing it back. I mean, who cares? There's so much negativity in the world, and you brought back all the, you know, we want to see beautiful things on screen. And you really brought it.
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Another of today's sponsors is the Institute for Individual and World Peace, otherwise called IIWP, or IWIP, in Los Angeles at 2101 Wilshire. We have many workshops and seminars related to the subject of individual and world peace. I, Sally Kirkland, feel that at this time of war in the Middle East, that nothing is more important than all of us working on our individual peace so we can help world peace.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Back again. If you just tuned in, this is Sally Kirkland and with my dear friend Maggie Wagner. And you were saying during the break that that the show is global and it goes to 135 countries, and but not North Korea and not Iran.
No. If you're in North Korea, you cannot hear the Sally Kirkland show, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
There's no internet. There's no Wi-Fi in some. Well, there probably is, but not to the masses of people. And also, it's
about,
also cut off in other countries too. Yeah, in some other hostile.
What about China?
China, I think, has limited internet access. I'm not sure, but I know, like in certain countries, like Pakistan, you know, where there's like a lot of oppression against women, they don't have a lot of internet access in those places. Afghanistan, you know, it's just mostly anywhere in the world you could hear this if they have the internet. But there are certain countries that ban the internet. So everywhere else in the world besides those places. So yeah, hello everybody in the world. I'm Maggie Wagner, actress Maggie Wagner official on Instagram. Follow me.
Am I on Instagram?
Yeah, follow Sally Kirkland at Sally Kirkland Actor on Instagram. I think that's your name on there.
Okay.
So if anybody, you know, wants to see the latest news, the excitement, it just keeps coming. But yeah, so
you have a movie coming up, don't you, that you're going to do?
No. It's called Small Potatoes.
Yeah.
And hopefully if it all works out, like I said, you will come, if hopefully you want to be in it. It starts September 9th in Rhode Island, which is the East Coast, as you know. So I don't know. It hasn't been, the details aren't, I don't have the details yet, but I will tell you as soon as possible. I'll make an announcement. You'll be the first to know. And I'm helping produce it. So obviously I came up with the great you, Sally Kirkland, to be in it. You know, supposedly you have gotten the script already.
And what's it about?
There's a lot of stuff about like dementia. I don't know. You have to read it and tell me what you think. I can't really remember all the details right now. I'll explain it more to you. But I know we're on the radio, so I don't really know the whole details yet about it. I don't have the script. I haven't read it in a while. It's been changed. What else is, there's a lot going on, right? I mean, there's different things happening. The main thing is that Sally was going to all these film festivals.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to, are they going to any more?
Yeah, I think they were submitted to 20.
Okay, so you're just waiting to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, when you start with, this is what happened to my film that got into Sun. It started winning all the festivals, and then it got more and more heat on the film, and people wanted to see it, and that's what's going to happen to your thing. And then the next thing you know, you're going to, you know, whatever it is, the Independent Spirit Awards or, you know, the Gotham Awards, which is like the New York Independent Spirit. You know, there's a lot of avenues to go down. So that's why I'm saying it's not just linear. It's not one thing anymore. It's different things. You know, but I mean, you're on the right track with your film. It's such a fun film. It's so funny. I know people can't see it that are listening to this right now, but when you get a chance to see it, definitely see it. It's a unique film. No one's done anything like this before. No one, no celebrity of it has ever played themselves in a feature film. Really? No. No, I mean, yes, we did it in our film, but we're not famous. So no famous actress has ever played a herself in a movie. So you were the first person to ever do that. Now, I'm not saying no famous actress has ever been in a documentary about themselves. That's different. But you were in a feature. You were in a feature film, a narrative feature film. And you really exposed a lot of yourself.
Yeah.
You didn't hold back. And you were great in that scene. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you were great in that scene where you did the Joan of Arc monologue. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the restaurant.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that kind of brings us back to the beginning of this conversation, because I said that's when I first met you. You were doing that Joan of Arc monologue for Lee Grant.
Yeah.
I love that. It was like a, you know, it kind of brings back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And you were great. You know, you were great. And it reminded me of Anna.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
That energy you had in Anna. Anna, whatever you want to call it, Anna.
My name is Anna Lokova. I come from Prague, Czechoslovakia. What you want? I don't want to talk about my life. You give me the script. I've been actress for 25 years.
Well, you were playing Elzbieta, right?
Yeah, Elzbieta.
Elzbieta. She's still alive.
Yeah.
I think she's still, like, acting or doing movies or something. Yeah, Sally played this woman who was actually from Poland, an actress who came to New York to try to make it in New York, and she was trying to prove herself because in her home country she was a star. Right? And then she came here, and that was fun.
Yeah.
That was so fun doing that movie. Oh, my God. That was so exciting.
Yeah, we had a blast.
That was like, I don't know. You know what? Since then, in New York, they're not doing movies like that anymore. That was like, those days are gone.
Yeah.
It's the movie business is not in New York. It's not in L.A. I think it's like in all these other states.
I don't know. I don't think independents are doing L.A. either.
I don't think so, but there was a moment around then when, you know, there was many more independent films, and like I had to go out of town, fly away to do two independent films. And they just can't shoot here anymore. It's too expensive.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame, and those days are gone. Like maybe there's something more. I don't know. I mean, how would I know? But it just seems like things have gone, like, well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I'm not like a famous actress. I mean, there's probably tons of work out there. I don't know. But it just feels
disregard
like... Disregard
that.
What?
If you hear a beat, disregard it.
Okay. So, yeah. So I feel like the business has changed a lot. You have to, like, diversify and do different things. And I don't know. You want to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep doing movies until I'm 99.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're just getting revved up now.
Yeah. The astrologer told me. I tell you this, an astrologer told me when I was 18 that I would be worldwide famous when I was really, really, really old.
Oh, really? Yeah, you told me that a long time ago. He said, he said when you were in your 40s.
Really old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you told me once that someone told you you wouldn't make it big until you were, like, 45.
That would be odd, yeah.
Yeah, because you were tall. And you were, like, a tall woman, and which means that, like, you weren't, like, the typical love interest, so to speak. So when you got older, you were more like, you know, you were tall, you were kind of like career woman. And those people tend to get famous in their 40s because they're not the typical Hollywood, whatever, love interest.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid, David O. Sullivan, who made God with the Wind, he told me, he said, Sally, be patient because you're tall, and ingenues don't tend to be tall, and you're too smart for your own good. Men will be intimidated, and be too tall, too smart is the third thing. I can't remember now. They say you're going to be a character actress.
Definitely a character.
And you won't make it to your 40s, right? He said that,
yeah. You're definitely a character. But you're also very pretty, so... You know, you're also glamorous, too. So, you know, there's a lot... I've seen you be incredibly glamorous and a movie star.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
So, Maggie, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with another segment. Hang in.
Another one of our sponsors today has been Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living, a wonderful book written by John Roger, a New York Times number one best-selling author. This is put out by Manifold Press, and about the book, John Bradshaw says, Spiritual Warrior is a life-changing book. John Roger echoes my own intense desire to preserve spiritual focus in a world filled with distraction and anxiety. I welcome his crystal-clear light on the pathway of self-discovery. I found the words of a wise, practical man in Spiritual Warrior. You can access this by going into www.spiritualwarrior.org or phoning 323-737-4055 and asking for the shipping department, or ask in your local bookstore. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Hi. Hi there. We are back, Sally Kirkland and Maggie Wagner. We've been talking about a film called Small Potatoes, which we hope will be our next film, I think in the fall, right, Maggie?
Yeah, the film starts, as of now, it starts September 9th in New England. So far, you're the star of the movie. You like it.
Yeah.
So it's like a low budget film, and I think it should be interesting. So I know Rhode Island's a beautiful place. You have a week on the film.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if it all works out with all the business part of it. You know, you never know with these things, but we keep talking about it, so there's a lot of good energy on it.
Good.
I was just thinking about all the fun times we had, like when we went to Luxembourg, and then
Wagner has been in 13 movies with me.
Yeah, and this might be our 14th or 15th.
Yeah. Amazing.
And it's amazing, right?
Yeah. Great.
I think of that funny time I went to Romania with you.
Yeah.
And you did that movie, The Little Ghost, and then, you had that accident, you fell, you hurt your arm.
I think I broke it.
You did. You did break it. You break it in Paris. And we had to find a doctor in Paris. That was funny.
I remember in Paris, Maggie, I was very interested in picking up French men.
Oh, well, one night in Paris, we were at this hotel, and you, like, didn't come home the whole night. And I low-key, like, flipped out. Like, I thought, oh, my God, like, something happened. You know, I didn't know. Because this is before the days of cell phones.
Yeah.
And I was just wandering around Paris, you know, by myself, when you were, like, running around with some guy. And I was going to all these little French bistros by myself. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. And there was no way to meet up with anyone. Like, how would I know where you were?
Right.
So there was no tracking, there was no phones. I mean, I don't know how we existed, actually, in those days.
Maggie, let's go back. Let's go back to Paris.
Let's go back. If this movie works out, this small potatoes thing, and we really get this movie, let's treat ourselves to a trip to Europe.
Yeah.
It'll be so fun because we'll have something really fun to look forward to, and we could just go for like a week.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Or actually, where you really want to go is
Canada. I would love that. Let's do that.
You know what? It was so fun. But where we really want to go is like Saint-Tropez.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Because that's where everybody goes in August. Everybody goes to Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
And I did that once in August. The south of France, yeah. That's the destination to go to. Especially because in August, nobody goes to Paris.
Because I like to go to Italy and go to Spoleto and Rome, of course. And my mother kind of invented Milan. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, my mother... when she was being Fashion Editor of Vogue or Fashion Editor of Life, when she was at Life in 1951, she did the very first fashion show in Milan, Italy, and brought Italian fashions back to America. No one had ever done that before. So they gave what's that?
Wow. Your mother was such a, groundbreaker.
A go-getter, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why you're you. Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't she the fashion editor? She was the fashion editor of Life, right?
Yeah, and senior editor. And they gave her the Medal of Solidarity in Milan for being the first person to bring Italian fashion to this country, to America.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so Milan became a fashion happening because of my mother. Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get like the way Doris Day, she was from Germany. And
she was?
When she went, yeah.
Doris Day was from Germany?
Yes. I mean, her, you know, she was German. Her parents were German. They're from Germany.
I didn't know that.
So when she went back, so they had like a Doris Day celebration in Germany where her grandfather lived or something in the same building.
Really?
Or her father. Yeah, they had like a, now it's a restaurant now, but before it was like where her ancestors lived. Yeah, she's
really?
German. Yeah, she was German. Yeah, you can tell, right?
She's not like, still alive, is she?
No, she died in 2019.
Uh-huh.
But she lived to be almost 100. Yeah, she's very, you know, good health until, you know, she, I think, yeah, cancer or something. I'm not sure. But
I
anyway.
I would have thought Doris Day would have come from Germany. She seemed like a girl
amazing?
Next door.
Yes. Well, she wasn't. She was American, but her heritage was German.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So in Germany, they have this whole celebration for her every year because on her birthday. So I'm thinking if we could get like a Sally Kirkland freebie week in Italy.
Oh, wow.
You know, we could do like a celebration. Like they could maybe treat you to like free hotels or something. You know, because you're a celebrity. You know, come on, celebrities have to get something for free.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
I know. And so, you know, there's probably ways of doing these things, but, yeah, maybe we could, like, go to Milan or, you know, do, like, a whole tie-in with
Did you ever go to Rome, right next to the Spanish Steps? There's an apartment that John Keats and Percy Bysshe Shelley, the poets, live together in.
No? I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know.
Well, you know the Spanish Steps in Rome.
The Spanish Steps?
Yeah. Very famous.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
And then very famous poets, John Keats and Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Oh.
They lived in an apartment right next to the side of the steps. And I went there three different times in three different decades. I went there when I was 15, I went there when I was 18, and I went there when I was 44. And it was still there.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was in Rome just once. I was in Rome... Yeah, in the 70s, 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It happened.
Oh, wasn't it great?
For me, it was just, like, so magical and going to all the ruins.
Did you throw coins in the fountain?
Yes, I did the Trevi. Yeah, the Trevi fountain, yes. And I went to all the restaurants, the Italian food, the pizza. Oh, my gosh, so good.
And did the men pinch you and your fanny?
Yes. Yes. No, I almost got, I was in a hotel and there was a man pushing money under my door.
Wow.
I saw this money coming under the door. I'm like, what the heck, you know, what did he do?
They thought you were a hooker.
I was 16.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God. I learned how to say Leon Stronzo, which means you are a shit, if any guy got too rude to me. We're going to take a short break and be back again. Hold on.
Our sponsor today has been the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. I, Reverend Sally Kirkland, give introduction tape, video, and audio seminars with the teachings of John Roger and John Morton. I can be accessed by your going into www.sallykirkland.com and emailing me or calling 323-650-2215. Welcome, and please find us. Another one of our sponsors today is the book, The Tao of Spirit by John Roger and Mandeville Press. I'm looking at a quote on one page of the book of Lao Tzu's that says, without going outside, you may know the whole world. And a quote of John Rogers, don't let yourself get confused when you have depressions, anxieties, and frustrations that you're sitting anywhere less than in the presence of the Lord. This is a book that may also be accessed via the web, www.msia.org, and then going into Mandeville Press and asking about the book, The Tao of Spirit, or calling 323-737-4055. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Insight Seminars. Do you have the life you've always wanted? Do you have love, joy, confidence, success, and happiness? Are you as effective in creating what you want as you would like to be? We have ongoing seminars in Southern California and worldwide. Please go into www.insight.org or call 310-315-9733. As a graduate and a former facilitator of Insight 4 for 18 years, I can only say, do yourselves a favor. Do it.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi there. Hi there again. This is Sally Kirkland and Maggie Wagner for our last segment of the show. And we were just saying we've out-talked ourselves, but there must be something interesting. Let me think. Give me a second. Well, I always like to tell people that there are a couple of shows you can see for free of me Tubi and what's it called? YouTube. And one is The Haunted, A True Story. I did it in 1991 and got a Golden Globe nomination. I'm really proud of my work in that. Very emotional, very, very emotional. The Haunted. You can get that for free on Tubi and YouTube. And the other one you can get for free, Double Threat. I play kind of an older, sexy woman. And there's a younger, sexy woman who looks just like me. Her name is Sherry Rose. And those two films you can get for free. Do you have anything for free, Maggie?
No, but, oh yes, I have a film playing on YouTube for free. It's called The Last Case of August T. Harrison. And it's a sci-fi thriller, and it was very low budget, but it's got some very interesting people in it from the show Dark Shadows.
What's the name of that man? What's his name? From Dark Shadows, this guy?
Chris Penick.
No.
Well, Lisa's in it from the Actors Studio.
Uh-huh.
Remember Lisa? She was on Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the name of the main star of Dark Shadows, but he's the star of the movie. It's called The Last Case of August T. Harrison, and we shot it in Venice Beach. And
oh.
I play a, I play someone who is trying to figure out where my son is, and I go to a detective to try to find him, but he's really in an alternate universe. I mean, it's very strange. It's science fiction. Right. And yes, we have to, he's not really, he doesn't exist anymore. He's like in an alternate place, and I hired this detective, but really I'm a bad person. I end up, well, I don't want to tell the whole story, but if you like, sci-fi, you'll like the film. It's on, it's playing right now for free. What else?
Cool.
And then, you can just, watch, I don't know. You could watch YouTube, and then you could see the Talent Given Us that's playing.
Oh, the Talent Given Us is on YouTube?
Yeah, but you have to pay for it. You have to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like $2.99, I think, to rent it. You can rent it.
That's cool. I can do that.
Yeah, and, of course, I don't know where Anna is playing.
Good luck finding Anna.
That, like, doesn't exist right now, does it?
Well, it does exist. It's just hard to find.
You can buy it,
yeah, for, like, $3.
Yeah, on Amazon or something.
On Amazon. My name is Anna Lukova.
And then there's so many places to watch you act. Like on the internet that you maybe don't even realize are in existence. Like a lot of your old TV, a lot of your old TV series are playing on YouTube.
Yeah, really, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, like if you type in Sally Kirkland, Charlie's Angels, or Sally Kirkland, whatever other show you've done, you can watch it on YouTube.
Do you know, Maggie, I've done 407 movies and television shows.
Can't be, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a very busy, full life you've had. It's been quite the journey. Quite the journey, yeah. And you're the kind of person that if you like a role, whether it's horror or whether it's, adventure, like you'll do it. You're not going to turn down a lot of things if it's a good, meaty role.
Right.
Like that thing you did, Evil. The thing about Evil has two eyes or something? The two eyes of Evil?
Two evil eyes, yeah.
That was so good.
Dario Argento, who's one of the most famous horror directors to come out of Italy. Dario Argento.
I know, he's
famous.
Yes, and you were in that. Yeah. And you were in an Oliver Stone movie?
JFK, yeah.
And
it has a funny story to it. I called up Oliver and said, I hear you're directing JFK. I got to be in it. I've got to be in it. Oliver says, there's no part, Sally. It's all cast. I said, no, but you'll write something for me. So anyway, 3 days later, he calls me and says, I wrote something for you. And so Rose Sharami, who was a hooker, a drug runner, and who knew that Kennedy was going to be assassinated, and who told the authorities before anybody. Anyway, I went to Dallas, and we shot it, and he had bodyguards because of the nature of JFK, the assassination. And I had a blast with Oliver Stone. He's a wonderful, wonderful director. My God, I was lucky, huh?
Where did you shoot that scene? In California?
No, in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were really lucky with that.
Yeah.
And they were lucky to have you. They were lucky to have you.
Thank you, buddy.
It was a hit film. Wasn't it a hit?
Yeah. I opened it up. My scenes opened up.
Yeah, you opened up the film. Yeah. Rose Sharami, I think that's the name of who you are.
Yeah.
And then you did a series of other films, too.
So many different things.
I don't even know where to begin. Like hundreds and hundreds of projects.
Okay, we're in our last minute. Maggie, I hope you're going to come back.
Yes, I'm definitely going to come back.
I love doing this with you. You're the best. So everybody out there in Radio Land, have a wonderful Monday. God bless you all. Take care of yourself so you can take care of others. So be it.